Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Time to look ahead to this Packers and Ravens game coming up on Saturday. This dude here, man, he looks like he's under a spotlight in a police station right now. Mike Popovic joins us now from 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore, on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mike, are you safe? Are you okay?
I am safe. I am okay. No issues here. I'm actually above. So in my bedroom, we have a loft. So upstairs, it's a sports cave / office / studio for me. Nice. So that's what you're getting back there. But yes, all is good.
You could see Mike on X and on YouTube if you stream us live at WI Sports Radio. Okay, so as we're being heard, you know, Green Bay, Duluth, Superior, Wausau, Milwaukee, Southeastern Wisconsin, everybody's waiting to hear your take on this Baltimore Ravens team, and how much of a threat do you think they are to the Green Bay Packers coming to Lambeau? Looking at numbers specifically, it doesn't look like they throw the ball that well. It doesn't look like they stop the throw all that well, but it looks like they run the ball really well, as expected with Derrick Henry, and it looks like they stop the run really well. That is my view from looking at numbers. What is your view in reality?
Well, it's going to start with whether Lamar Jackson could go on Saturday. And right now he's got, you know, a contusion. His back right now is very, very sore. If he could have gone back into that game against New England, there's no doubt he would have, because, you know, the season's on the line at that point for the Ravens. Now it's in the hands of the Steelers, or really the Browns. We need the Browns to beat the Steelers on this weekend. And if they don't, regardless of whether we beat the Packers or not, our season's over. But, you know, it starts there with Lamar Jackson. You know, there's nothing, unfortunately, this season. And it's crazy to think about this, given the fact that the Ravens are one of the Super Bowl favorites coming into this year. There's nothing that the Ravens can hang their hat on. Now, to your point about rushing the football, yes, they've been good at that, but not nearly as good as they were last year. Lamar Jackson, because of his injuries, is not the threat this year that he was in previous seasons. And there's been a real issue with getting Derrick Henry the ball enough. I'm sure that nationally, you know, you guys up in Wisconsin have seen, why in the world, after the Ravens ran the football down to throw it to the Patriots, the Patriots responded with a score, cut the deficit, why in that second to last offensive series for the Ravens did Derrick Henry not come out on the field? Instead, it was Keaton Mitchell. And to say, well, it was a rotation, they talked about it. No, John Harbaugh, your season is on the line there. Derrick Henry had mashed right through that New England defense. You've got to give him the ball. And they didn't. It was Keaton Mitchell. And then they ended up having to punt. And, well, you know the rest of the story. And then they were in a two-minute drill in that very last series. So at that point, obviously, Derrick Henry would not be on the field. But there's nothing really well that this team hangs their hat on. You talk about stopping the run, but that's because teams can throw on this team. The Ravens do not have a great pass rush. Sans 2 weeks ago against Cincinnati, where they got a really good pass rush on Joe Burrow. They got 10 quarterback hits, 3 sacks. That was an anomaly for the team this season. So it's because teams have been able to throw the football effectively against the Ravens why they're not as good stopping the run. And our star nose tackle, Nonde Madubike, lost him early in the year, Pro Bowler, and he may be done for his career with a neck injury. Ooh. So that's been a big loss there. They did sign Travis Jones, a third-round pick out of, I believe, UConn a couple of years ago. They signed him to an extension, and it looks like he's going to have to be the guy because Madubike is gone. But I got to tell you, I wish I could tell you the chances, you know, from the Ravens' perspective are great Saturday. They're not. Tyler Huntley is an adequate backup quarterback, but you know, certainly he's not Lamar Jackson, even throwing the football.
Packer fans know Huntley because Huntley gave the Packers a lot of problems the last time Huntley was with the Ravens and faced the Packers. So that is not a name that Packer fans really want to deal with either at this point because they don't have good memories the last time Huntley faced the Packers. When we start talking about this offense with Huntley or with Lamar Jackson, does it change? How much do you think it changes? Because Jordan Love to Malik Willis, because the Packers are in the boat with Jordan Love's concussion, Jordan Love to Malik Willis, you know, Matt LaFleur, front-facing, will be like, he knows the playbook, we just run it. It's not true. Like, the running plays themselves do not look the same as the running plays with Jordan Love. Like, it's a completely different package with Malik Willis out there. The ability to call his number and let him run upfield, they do not do that with Jordan Love. And even the type of passing plays and the throws that they have him making are probably a little bit different than what they do with Jordan Love. So there is definitely a different way that you have to prepare. And I said it on the postgame show after the game that it kind of made it even more difficult for Dennis Allen and the Bears defense because they were not preparing all week to have to face that offense and they had to do it on the fly. Now, in this situation, you know, if you're the Ravens, I don't know which way Harbaugh is going to prepare for this thing and that defense, but they're definitely two different offenses. What about...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Huntley and Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I think in a normal year, if Lamar Jackson was healthy and was more of a runner, then I would say that this offense would look a lot different because first, there's only one Lamar Jackson. So Tyler Huntley, he can run, he can extend plays with his legs, but there's only one Lamar Jackson. But I think that especially now that you're with a backup, our third string is Cooper Rush. You know, you gave him a multi-year contract and you benched him very early in the season. You brought Huntley in. So that's all you need to know there. I think that if they are to run him, they're going to have to be judicious about it because they don't want Huntley to get hurt. So I would say there's a little bit of a change in the offense if Jackson was healthy. But because Jackson hasn't run that much, I'd say that there's not a big change. I'd say that you're going to see more of a traditional run game from the Ravens. And whether it was Jackson or Huntley, you wouldn't see a lot of quarterback running anyway. But again, Huntley can extend plays. I'm not saying that they won't run him judiciously here or there in a zone read option just to keep the defense honest. But I really think that what the Green Bay defense will be looking at is to stop, you know, Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell out of a traditional look in the backfield there, and that, you know, Huntley is going to be more of a drop back quarterback when he throws the football, or when you see him back there in a shotgun getting the football.
Time with Mike Popovic of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. For so long, the Packers never drafted a wide receiver in the first round. The last one was Javon Walker, previous to Matthew Golden being the pick this year, to which they've barely used him. That was always a pressing issue when Ted Thompson was the general manager of, man, why don't they do more to help out the quarterback? And if you look back at the wide receivers that Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre played with, they weren't slouches. They were all pretty good wide receivers. He just didn't believe in taking them in the first round necessarily. Again, outsider's perspective, it feels like to me the Ravens haven't done the best of jobs of supporting Lamar Jackson with a bunch of offensive weapons at that wide receiver position over the course of his time in Baltimore. What are your thoughts on that?
Initially, no, but if you remember when Jackson took over full-time as quarterback, they completely changed the offense. They ran a triple option, you know, out of the gun, out of the pistol with Greg Roman, who is known for his offensive creativity in the run game, not the pass game. That's ultimately what did him in down the road. But the kind of offense they were running, very unique, very different, and it didn't necessarily lend itself to having a lot of big-time receivers because it was a run first, run second, run third type offense, and you mixed in the pass a little bit, but you didn't necessarily need dynamic receivers because if that run game's going between the running backs and with Lamar Jackson, you're going to have guys be able to get open and play action, and you don't, again, need superstars there. But as time went on, Greg Roman was ousted because the passing game just needed to be elevated. Todd Monken comes in. They bring an offensive passing game scheme that's a lot better. He kept a lot of what Roman had from a run game perspective. But to your point about personnel, they drafted Rashad Bateman, who was a first-round draft pick out of Minnesota. He has not panned out, mostly because of injuries. They get Zay Flowers, though, a first-round pick out of Boston College. He's been phenomenal. Now, he has had his fumbling issues that we've seen mixed in there, but he is a big playmaker. When you take a look, that they extended Mark Andrews, who behind Travis Kelce has been the second most productive tight end, especially with touchdowns in the last 5 to 8 years. And they drafted Isaiah Likely out of Coastal Carolina. He's been very non-existent this year, but in previous seasons, he's a very athletic tight end. So I think when you combine wide receivers and tight ends, I think over the last couple of years, they have done a better job there. They did draft Devontae Walker to North Carolina to be a take the top off the defense guy. He's been in there in spurts. Kind of surprised they haven't gotten the ball more to him. So I think they've made strides, but I'll be very honest, I think they still could go out, whether it be free agency or the draft next year, and get a really top-line receiver. I think the Flowers, even though he can get deep, is more your short and intermediate yak guy. I think you still need, unless it's Walker, who has been inactive half the year, so that may tell you something. I still think they need to go out, but I'll be honest, they got a lot of needs with this team, and it starts with their offensive line. One thing I'd just throw in here, the guards have been maligned all year in Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Falele. They have been raked over the coals by Ravens fans, and deservedly so. They're not very good, and that's been a big issue why the Ravens have struggled offensively.
I've only got like two and a half minutes. If you were a betting man, and maybe you are, I don't know, but if you were a betting man, is John Harbaugh back with the Ravens next year?
I think it's less and less. I really think of the last couple of weeks, and based on just what happened alone with Derrick Henry not getting the ball, I'd say right now it's 55-45. He stays. He did get an extension, so he's got another couple of years outside of this. So I'll still lean slightly that he stays, but I think even the last couple of weeks, there's a lot better chance that he's gone. And I think it's just time. I think it's time to move on, and I think they need to overhaul portions of this roster as well, even though it's a youngish-type roster.
Mike Popovic, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore, joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man. Have a happy holidays. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. To you as well. Take
care. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.